कृष्ण मधुरं तव सच्चरित्रं त्वत्पुण्यनाम मधुरं मधुरं त्वदंगं संभाषणं च मधुरं मधुरं च गानं तत्किं नु यन्न मधुरं भवति त्वदीयं। ओ रामकृष्ण, योर लाइफ स्टोरी इज स्वीट, your name is sweet, your singing voice is sweet, your conversation is very sweet, your form is beautiful. Lord, is there anything which is devoid of sweetness in you? Om Shanti, 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 peace. Peace, peace, beautiful. We started our morning retreat on Ramakrishna's instructions to his disciples. We covered Vivekananda, Brahmananda, Yogananda, and Niranjananda. All four were the Ishwar Kojis. Next, Premananda, he is also Ishwar Koji. Sri Ramakrishna mentions six of his disciples are Ishwar Kojis. Koti means akin, similar, Ishwara, similar to God. So these people have all signs of Godhead except one. Srishti Sthiti Prayukarta. They do not have the power to create, preserve and destroy. Otherwise all powers they have of Ishwara. That is called Ishwar Koti. Premananda was born in 1861 and passed away in 1918. I met a man who was a disciple of Holy Mother. He told me, we have heard Mother sells her child out of poverty or out of danger. Mother gives away a baby for many reasons. But I have never heard that mother gave away her son in exchange of devotion. When Sri Ramakrishna met Matangini Devi, Premananda's mother, hello, I like to need a person to look after me. Baburam is very pure. Har pujyanti pavitra, he is even bone, marrow are pure. Will you give me to your son? He says, Baburam will stay with you, it is a wonderful thing. I have no objection. But I have also condition. I shall give you my son in exchange of devotion. You will have to give me devotion, then I shall give my son to you. And another thing I want, that during my lifetime, I shall not have to suffer from the death of any of my children. This is the boon you will have to give to me. So that will be fine. Thus Baburam came. It was evening. Sri Ramakrishna, you see, you will have to understand Dakshineshwar. in the corner of the room, there is the oil lamp is flickering. He was watching. What is your name? Bhavira. He is a brother-in-law. His sister married Babu Balaram.
Mm-hmm.
So, oh, he belongs to our family. Balaram is very great devotee. Seeing this. Then Sri Ramakrishna's way of testing, he was weighing the hand. How Sri Ramakrishna learned all those things we do not know? Weighing the hand. Good sign, good sign. Sometimes when we were in school, when I read this story, I used to weigh my hand. If it is light, then you have devotion. If it is too heavy, that means you are worldly. You can check yourself. How Thakur got all the signs, you know. I remember when I was in college, in Divine Play, Volume 5, chapter 7, Thakur's Parikha Pranali, Sri Ramakrishna's method of testing.
Mm-hmm.
I used to read that chapter again and check what kind of signs I have, whether I have any hope or not. I was in college at that time. Anyhow, he needed a person. Why? He was going to Samadhi off and on. And during Samadhi, he had no body consciousness. He may fall, he may break his hand. It happened once. He may break his tooth. So at that time, somebody should grab him. And if you are not pure, and at that time, if you touch him, he will shout. That means he will be exposed in front of everybody that you are not pure. It is not easy to serve Sri Ramakrishna, I tell you frankly. He may be an avatar, very difficult. For that reason, if some Balaram Babu was, Balaram, could you touch me, massage my feet? Sir, I cannot do that. I am calling Rakhal Noran Devul. The mother shah, if Sri Ramakrishna shouts, hey Balaram, you are not. It is so funny to work with Ramakrishna. So, what happened? Bhavaram had to pray. You see, he is a partly incarnation of Radha. So he had to pray. Master Lord, make me pure. So that the mother, master, when I, during Samadhi, if I hold him, he may not cry out. How to serve God? It is not easy. I saw Balaram, Devi Murti, a face of the goddess. Then, when he went to see Chaitanya Leela, Sri Ramakrishna saying, when I go to Samadhi, you will have to do these things to bring me back. He's training. I had a devotee, husband and wife, they live in Vancouver. His wife tells me, Swami, I like to have Samadhi. I claim before you attain Samadhi, you first engage a reader. Sri Ramakrishna's nephew, who is old, Sri Ramakrishna, you will need a reader. Then her husband says, shh, otherwise you will fall and we will break your hand and head. Then her husband says, Swami, I can do that. I can save my wife. I shall grab her. If she goes to Samadhi. Balaram went to MC school. Balaram failed. Babaram failed. Thakur was so happy. Hey, Babaram failed. He is telling everyone. Babaram did not pass the examination. Babaram failed. Pashmukta. you are freeing from bondage. Amazing Thakur's will. Baburam failed that he is telling everybody, hey, Baburam failed. The guru is supposed to be, you know, happy that, hey, Kumar passed the examination, you know. You know, he just wants to leave and say, okay, no. Hey, Baburam, bring your books. Read here. Anyhow, then one evening, how Sri Ramakrishna is teaching his disciple. It in the evening, Sri Ramakrishna, there is an oil lamp there, he's pacing in his room back and forth, and he was telling, hak, tu, hak, tu, nam yash, tu, 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 tu. He's spitting on his both hands, and he was seeing that the Divine Mother is pouring name and fame towards him. And he does not want name and fame. That is the reason, name and fame, people are hankering after name and fame. But I saw his whole hand was weak. Bhagavan was watching. He's training his disciple, no seek name and fame. You see, three things bind human beings. We have three desires. Lokoyeshana, putreshana, bittyeshana. Putreshana means desire for children, sex. Putreshana, bittyeshana means desire for wealth, money. And lokoyeshana, desire for name and fame. These three desires are controlling the whole world. There is no fourth desire. It is Virudhana Upanishad said that. Lokeshana, putreshana, sarve bhaveshana, bhavataha. These are the three yeshana, three desires. So, that thing happened. Then one day, Hazara was telling Baburam, hey Baburam, you boys, what are you doing? The Paramahansa, Sri Ramakrishna, has a lot of power. He can give anything. The Ramakrishna has a lot of power. He can give him anything you want. You boys are happy with a little cucumber, a little banana, a little fruits, and this and that. So, what are you doing? What Baburam said, Hazara said, mal chene, mal, substantial something, seek from the master. Sri Ramakrishna overheard that conversation. So he came out from his room and said, hey Baburam, come here, don't listen to him, come to my room. Don't listen to him. Then he said, listen, Baburam, have you seen the street beggars? Babu at a Pashadin, Babu Pashadin, Babu Babu Pashadin, they're all seeking on the street. And some people put a coin in this pocket, go! And he throws away, get out from me. That happened. Those who are beggars, they are treated this way. Do not beg. My everything belongs to you. Why will you beg? That lesson penetrated inside. Do not beg. Shakam Prarthana. Just love God. You will get everything. You will get everything. Another day, सेवा बंदी और अधीनता यही से मिली रघुराय सेवा सर्विस बंदी वर्शिप अधीनता ह्यूमिलिटी इफ यू हैव दिस थ्री यू विल डेफिनेटली सी गॉड बाबू ब्रह्म महाराज प्रैक्टिस दैट वन सेवा बंदी और अधीनता यही से मिली रघुराय श्री रामकृष्ण टॉच Then he said about renunciation. You know, how much do you see in the gospel? Very little. Aim used to come only weekends or any some holidays. Sri Ramakrishna taught us. When he would speak about renunciation, he would see whether any householders are around or not. Then he used to close the door and he used to teach us renunciation and purity. Again, question. How many pieces of bread do you eat at night? Sri Ramakrishna said, you can get only 4 chapatis. Remember? One day he came, Holy Mother used to cook in Dakshineshwar. One day, how many pieces of chapati you have eaten today? 6. What? 6? I told you 4 pieces? Narendra will get 8. Then Lattu 6, Sri Ramakrishna said, how many pieces of chapati is disciple will eat? Bas, Sri Ramakrishna put his slipper, went to quarrel with his wife in Nahavad. Hello, you are ruining this boy's life. You give 6 chapatis and these boys will have to practice meditation at night. If they eat heavy, they will go to sleep. What is this? Sri Ramakrishna, Holy Mother, that just told him. Look, Babaram, I gave 2 pieces, if she was hungry, you will not have to think about it. I shall look after that, what will happen to them. Sri Ramakrishna, you see, Sri Ramakrishna transgressed mother's domain. It is the mother's domain that how much she will feed her children. It is not Sri Ramakrishna's department. It is Holy Mother's department. You see, if you cross her department, she will she will hiss you. She will hiss you. You have come to my department. I do not go to your department. Why do you come to the kitchen is my department? Paramahansa returned to his room. Helpless Paramahansa. Helpless Paramahansa. Could not fight with his wife. One day Thakur was really scared. Do you know what happened? Holy Mother asked Gopalda, Advaitananda, to buy groceries. So he bought a lot of groceries and vegetables. News went to Thakur, and Thakur called him, her. What is the matter? Why did you buy so many groceries? I have this household. I did not buy for myself. There are so too many devotees come. I would have to cook for all of them. There is no sufficient food. Or you can go to the temple. The temple authority is supposed to supply some groceries. And you are spending too much money, Sri Ramakrishna. Acha. All right. Saying so, mother left Sri Ramakrishna's room and came to Nahavad. Bas, Thakur was scared. Oh, Ramlalu. He was asking his nephew, hey, Ramla, come down to your aunt. If she is angry, my everything will perish. please go and come down. Sri Ramakrishna knew who she was. Jagadamba. If she is angry, my Paramahansa will vanish. Go. Come down. Wonderful relationship, you know. I think think Mrs. Olibul asked him, how did you handle your husband? Asked Holy Mother. Holy Mother said, for his spiritual instruction, I followed her in toto. I fully followed her. But about day-to-day activities, I used my common sense. I used my common sense. Then one day Premananda asked Thakur, I like to have a little darshan, a little vision. Sri Ramakrishna, all right, let me see. Immediately the end came, you know, Bhagavad Rama left home, he requested for darshan. If she does not get darshan, he will not trust me anymore. What shall I do? Sri Ramakrishna is very much worried. My disciple asked Bhishan, if I do cannot give, Baburam would not listen to me anymore, which is a big headache for Sri Ramakrishna. Then he went to Kali temple. She asked Mother, Mother, this happened. If Baburam leaves, I will be in trouble. Please. The mother said, oh, darshan hobe na gyan hobe. He will not get the vision, he will get the knowledge. Sri Ramakrishna came back and said, at least he will get something. You know, I really see the drama, what is going on in Dakshineswar.
His will only.
Huh?
It's Thakur's will only. His will only.
Yeah. Dhyanamulam Gurur Murtri Mantramulam Gurur Vaikam. Then Dhyanamulam Gurur Murtri Mantramulam Gurur Pujamulam Gurur Gurur Padam Mokshamulam Gurur Kripa. It is in the Guru Gita. Meditate on the form of the Guru. Worship the feet of the Guru. The mantra which you got from the Guru, moksha, repeat it. And moksha mulam guru kripa. Liberation comes by the grace of the Guru. That you find in the disciples' life. Swami Sivananda. In the last part of night, Sri Ramakrishna would get up and would check how his disciples are progressing, who has obstacle. He could see everybody's mind, as you see in the glass cases. Sitting in Dakshineswar, he can see everything. And he would help. He would come forward and would help you. Sometimes first time you'll ask, what do you think of me? You want you to evaluate. Somebody says you are a sadhu, somebody says you are a siddha purush, some says Chaitanya, Shiva, God, avatar. Everybody is said according to their own understanding. Then his second question. Tu biye korbi kina, chakri korbi kina? Will you marry? Do you go for a job? These are the preliminary, you know,
interview questions.
Acha, Ishwar Shakar na Nirakar. Is God with form, without form? Which one do you prefer? You see, Im had a deep problem. You see, those in the West, do you know how the Western logic goes? They follow Aristotelian logic, Aristotle's logic. Ye, ye, ne, ne. Ye cannot be ne, ne cannot be ye. Yes, yes, no, no. Yes cannot be no, no cannot be yes. When Sri Ramakrishna asked him, what do you think? God is formless. He can be formed with form also. He was confused. How both is possible? Why? Water, liquid, put that water in the deep freeze, it will be solid. Same water, boil it, it will be vapor. Water is changing positions. It is very rational. So God takes different forms according to the devotees. He takes form. For the jnani, he is formless. What is wrong? Same thing can be happening this way, that way. That click came. You see, at that time, they are all influenced by the Brahmos. God without form, with qualities. So, Swami Sivananda said, sir, I prefer God without form. Now, Shakti mante hai. You must believe in Shakti. Then, took him to the Kali Bandi. The 34, what did they write? I put read. He took him to the Kali temple. The master prostrated before the image of the mother. Taruk at first hesitated to follow his example as he was a member of Brahma Samaj. But suddenly the thought flashed across his mind, why should I have such prejudices? Even if this image is only an image, God must still be present in it since he is everywhere. Taruk then prostrated before the image of the mother. After returning from the temple, the master asked her to stay overnight with him. The master was pleased and remarked, But Taruk declined because he had already promised to stay with his friend who lived in Dakshineshwar. The master was very pleased and remarked, one should keep one's word. Speaking the truth is the austerity of in this Kali Yuga. After a pause, the master said, all right, come tomorrow. You know, sometimes I ask people, Swami Bhutishanandaji used to ask his disciples, don't try to practice too many spiritual disciplines, practice these five. I shall speak the truth, I shall keep my words. That will enhance the integrity of your character. Third, first he said, I shall not do any harm to anybody. I shall never harbor any ill feeling for anybody. Second, speak the truth. Third, keep your words. Fourth, self-control. Fifth, contentment. Don't create too many worldly desires. At night, out of joy, I did not sleep that night. At midnight, I saw the master was in ecstasy and pacing naked in his room. He was also muttering something. Shortly, he came to the veranda and asked me, hello, are you sleeping? No, sir, I replied. Could you chant a little of Lord Rama's name? After I chanted Rama's name for some time, he calmed down. Thus, I passed that night with joyful intoxication. In the morning, while I was taking leave, bowing to the master, he said, come again, alone. Whom he sees that he has a prospect, see me again. That's why he says, Swamiji, you know, when a boy and girl, they fall in love, they visit quick, off and on, all the time, you know, they want to meet. But when the love is established, then occasionally visit is all right. How Thakur talk to his disciples. He told that thing to Swamiji and him was present. You may first fall in love, at that time visit quickly, you know. Again and again, again and again. But when the love is established, then visit occasionally. Sri Ramakrishna is a very interesting man. During my second or third visit, I was serving him when he suddenly touched my chest while in an ecstatic mood. That touch made me lose outer consciousness and sent me into deep meditative state. I do not know how long I remained in that state. As a result, everything became revealed to me. I realized that I was the Atman, eternal and free. I realized that Master was the Lord, born as man for the good of humanity, and that I was on earth to serve him. He gave me a similar blessing another day under the banyan tree in Panchavati. Then he said, you know, so many people come, I never inquire about their family and but seeing you, I am a little curious. Could you tell me about your family? Son, my father is Ramkanai Ghosha of Barasat. Oh, the Ramkanai's chile. He was a lawyer of the Rani Rashmani's estate, and he was a tantric. He used to come to me. Oh, you are Ramkanai's. That is the reason mother is asking me to inquire about you. Oh, you know, when I was doing my sadhana, my whole body was burning. Your mother, your father asked me to use an amulet of Ishto, and that that took away the burning sensation of my body. Just see, now my mother is asking me to know who you are. Then he was married. Because his father's business fell and all those things, and he had a sister. So they have exchange marriage. And he will marry his sister and he will marry his sister. That means you will not have to pay any dowry. No dowry, exchange marriage, you see. So just to help the family, he got married. And he was very depressed. Came to Sri Ramakrishna, Master, what shall I do? Sri Ramakrishna did something to him. He touched a part of his body and said, Satchidananda Sagare Dubeja. Merge into the ocean of existence, knowledge, bliss, absolute. That one touch, boom. That took him. He never felt lost. When Swamiji heard that story, Swamiji says, then I think you were a Mahapurush. From that on, he got that name, Mahapurush Maharaj. And then that wife, also later died, but Sri Ramakrishna can do anything. One day, near the Pachavaja, near the Nawabad, west side veranda, sitting there, he was crying for God. Jesus. And Thakur was coming from the Pachavaja. He was watching his eyes. He was so happy. Do you know what Sri Ramakrishna said? Janma janmantarer monir glani anurag osrute dhuye muche jay. Mahapurush Maharaj quite often used to quote that sentence. Whatever impurities or bad or samaskaras accumulated in your mind birth after birth, if you cry to God, those things will be washed away. You will be cleaned. Your whole mind will be clean if you cry for God, to God. Sri Ramakrishna was very happy if he would cry. I remember I was talking in Laguna Beach one day about Kali Mandir, you know, Sri Ramakrishna used to cry this and that, cry without tears. And Chaitanya had a disciple, tears would not come, he used to carry a little chili powder in the pocket. So the tears will come, you see. So one girl, she told me, American girl, Swami, shall I put some chili powder in my eyes? Please don't, I will be sued if something happens. If something, if your eyes is damaged with chili powder in America, you will be sued. For that reason, I have to keep $1 million insurance so that I will not be sued. Because I'm the minister. If anything wrong happens, they will blame me. In this country, it's not easy job to become a minister, you know. I sometimes make joke. Sri Ramakrishna says, Uttam Vaidya, best physician. First physician, he will prescribe the medicine, whether you take it or not, he doesn't care. Second doctor, medium, he will inquire, hello, are you taking medicine? How are you doing? That is a second class physician. And the first class physician is, if you do not take the medicine, you put the knee on your chest and force you to take medicine. So I told Swami Bhutishanandaji Maharaj, in America I cannot do that. I cannot be a best physician. Guru, because I will be sued. They will see wife abuse, husband abuse, child abuse, disciple abuse. Disciple abuse, Swami, I will be sued. So that is the reason I cannot be a best teacher in America. Then I said, Maharaj, what kind of guru you are? Can you put this knee on the disciple's chest? Then he said, Amato dui hatute I betha. I have pain in both knees. I told Maharaj, what type of guru you are? Can you put your knee on the chest of your disciple? Amato dui hatute I betha. I have pain in both knees. Then he said, do you know how to sleep? He is teaching his disciples how to sleep. When you go to bed, you just imagine that the Divine Mother is on your chest. And she is looking at you, you know. Then with that thought, if you go to sleep, you will get very holy dream. Even he told Swamiji, you will not live long. Do you know why? Your all signs are good, only two are bad. About your food taking, I watched. That is one, when you eat a large quantity of food. And second, when you sleep, I observe your breath. Your breath is very long and very strong. According to Yoga Shastra, those people do not live long. One is they burn their energy very quickly. I have seen you have many good signs, only two bad. How Thakur knew all these things? Really? It is really amazing that how Sri Ramakrishna knew all these things. Sri Ramakrishna used to dance. Lord Jagiri, dance, you know, dance with me. Lord Jagiri na bhai tindakta noi. Shame, hatred, and fear. If you have these three, you will never realize God. Go, beg food for me. From house to house. you know, I am coming from a good family, this and that.
Go.
They feel like beggar, you know. You give many teachings to Swami Sivananda. Next is Swami Adbhutananda. That, you know, when I came to Hollywood, Prabhupada Ji told me, we should have book for each disciple. Each book should be under 200 pages. And in that book there should be life. There should be teachings. And there should be reminiscences. I made that model. When you see how a shepherd boy became a saint, Latumar is alive, that was the model. He said that book should not be too big. That way, the people will get a complete, more or less complete picture of that particular disciple. He did it on Premananda and Eternal Companion. That book, it is a little too big. But he told me, no book should be more than 200 pages. Series of 16 disciples. Lata Maharaj. You know, he was a illiterate servant, came to Ramdatta, and Ramdatta brought to Sri Ramakrishna. Sri Ramakrishna was very pleased. One thing, when you get up from his bed, without seeing Thakur's face, he will not see anybody's face. If master is not in the room, do you know what he will do? Apuni kothai gelen! Apuni kothai gelen! Master, where are you? How much he loved. This person is completely illiterate. But later on he became a Nora Brahma by the grace of the Guru. All wisdom will burst forth from your lips. Guru's blessing. One day, Thakur says that, I am in the flower garden. Why are you in the flower garden? Well, a devotee gave me a pair of sandal. So I saw one is there, another perhaps the jackal took away leather, you know, jackal took away. So I am searching your shoe. Guru is searching disciples. Sir, what are you doing? It will do wrong. It will be a sin for me that you are searching my... What to do? Disciple brought, you know, barefooted, walking Calcutta street. It is not possible. So, a devotee gave a pair of sandals, one jacket took away. Guru is searching disciple's sandal. How much love Sri Ramakrishna did to the disciple. Then, he was a... He would practice too much meditation and japam at night. One evening he fell asleep. Sri Ramakrishna said, what? You have come here to realize God? You have an evening? You are supposed to chant God's name? I don't need your service, you go. You know, 3 months you struggled and conquered sleep at night forever. All through his life, never slept at night. You know, that amazed me. Daytime he will take rest, sleep, but night time, now, my guru will throw me out. Shh. These type of things, if you read his struggle, that it is amazing that how his struggle. The master's scolding caused a veritable upheaval in Latu's mind. In his own words, how can I express the deep sorrow that seized me at the master's word? What a wretch I am. I said to myself that having the rare blessing of such holy company, I should be wasting my time. I started to weep my mind. Mercilessly, I splashed water on my eyes and began to walk briskly along the bank of the Ganges. When my body became overheated, I returned and sat near him. Again I dozed, and again I went out for a walk. Thus I fought the whole night. The struggle continued the next night also. It was a terrible fight. Sleep would overcome my eyes during the day, but I did not give up. The battle went on day and night. Finally, night sleep came under control, but not the sleep. After 2 years of struggle, Latu conquered sleep and never again slept at night. Swami Sarvadananda wrote, Latu was invariably seen praying and meditating the whole night and sleeping during the day. His life a literal example of the teaching of the Gita, in that which is night to all beings, the man of self-control is awake, and while all beings are awake, there is night for the sage of the seas. Yanisha sarva bhutanam tissam jagruti samjani jessam jagruti bhutani sanisha pashyato munehe. Embodiment of the Bhagavad Gita. You know, these people are so inspiring. He was meditating in the Panchavati. Sri Ramakrishna said, hello, you are meditating here? The person on whom you are meditating, she is making dough in Dakshini in the Nava. Go, help her. Took, what is it? Introduced Holy Mother. This boy will help you in cleaning. Holy Mother had to do everything. All the devotees are coming, cooking, cleaning, this, then that. It's not an easy job. But here Latu will make dough, will make chapati and all these things. Two persons have had free access to Holy Mother. This Latu and Advaitananda, Buddha Goa. These two persons have free access. Sri Ramakrishna arranged that way. One day, Latu Maharaj came from the shrine. He could not meditate. Then what happened? Why did you come today so quickly? Sir, I was thinking, if Divine Mother appears before me and offers a boon, what shall I ask? That is the reason I came early. Hari, while you sit for meditation, you should not keep that kind of thoughts in your mind. A devotee came to Dakshineshwar and he did not like his behavior, so Latu Maharaj, very outspoken, thrashed him. The devotee, with angry, left, very much depressed. Sri Ramakrishna either saw or heard everything. Hey, Leto, you go to that devotee and apologize to him. From Dakshineshwar, perhaps 6-7 miles he walked and came back. Leto, then devotee was very humble. He said, I'm sorry, I lost my temper, I told you this, please forgive me. He begged forgiveness. Disciple was very happy. The householder devotee was happy. Then when he came back, Leto, when you went to him, did you give my pranam, salutation to the devotee? No. Go back. Again 6-7 miles. Again came back. Then the devotee burst into tears. Oof, Master sent his pranam to me. For his disciples also he is apologizing. Not only my disciple apologized, I am also apologized. He was a householder. Again, he came back. Then Thakur looked at that. Now your wrongdoing is cleared. And the devotee understood. He also realized that how humble Sri Ramakrishna was. Humility. His teaching. You know, about spiritual life, even more, religion, what is religion? Religion means realization. Religion means being and becoming. Swamiji redefined religion for the Western world. Religion is the manifestation of perfection already in human beings. Religion is the manifestation of divinity already in human beings. Religion is being and becoming. The old religion said he was an atheist who did not believe in God. The new religion says he is an atheist who does not believe in himself. I wrote an article in 1980 convention in Ramakrishna Math and Mission, a new religion begins. I spent months to do that article. There I said, what Swamiji did, a new religion begins. Now your misdeed is pardoned. Next is Swami Ramakrishnananda. Sri Ramakrishna brought his disciples from different avatars. Krishna avatar, you know, Swami Brahmananda, Mahaprabhu Maharaj, part of Shiva, then Babaram Maharaj, part of Radha, Niranjananda, part of Ramchandra, then Sharat and Shoshi, part of their disciples of Jesus Christ. In this way, he made a nice bouquet of variety. They are also Brahma members. He came to Sat Sri Ramakrishna in Dakshineshwar. Before that, Sri Ramakrishna used to test, let me see if this person has love for me or not. He knew that Master loved ice in summertime. He, from Calcutta, he bought a chunk of ice, and over the ice they put sawdust so that it will not melt. And then with a cloth, and carried that ice on the head and do Dakshineshwar. He has love for me. Then one day, Sri Ramakrishna was going to Calcutta by horse carriage. And he was coming from Calcutta on foot to Dakshineshwar. So they crossed it on the street. Sri Ramakrishna stopped the carriage. Where are you going? Sir, I am coming to see you. Oh, you want to see me? I am going to such and such devotee's house, you come there. Mani, you again come back, walk. He did not take him in the horse carriage. There is a room. No. I want to see that whether he has any anger or anything there or not, or, you know, we get piqued very much. Sir, you can easily, I can go with you, and you did not give me a right. Oh, what kind of guru is this? Dump him. Dump the guru. Test. Yes, sir, I shall go. You know, those little things I tell you frankly how to test a human character. Otherwise, you've been picked. Swami, there is a woman, you did not take me? How Ramakrishna tested. These things, with the more you will. It's Sri Ramakrishna. Just a Swamiji. 1 month, Thakur did not talk to him. You can't listen. The moment he was talking something, the moment Swamiji entered, he would stop talking. And when Swamiji goes to, he goes to Hazra. The more Swamiji, Thakur neglected and he went. After 1 month, Sri Ramakrishna asked Swamiji, you know, I neglect you, I do not talk to you, even the moment I turn my face from you, why do you come here? Sir, I love you. That is the reason I come here. I read so much, I do not have to listen to you. I read so many books. Sir, you have not read those books. I do not come here for it. I read a lot. I just love you. Thakur was so pleased. You know, if there is another person like this, you would not come here anymore. I was just testing you that, do you know what it is called? Upeksha, indifference. Whether you can stand my indifference or not. You pass the test. You know, these things, I can tell you, I gave, I think, 15 lectures I gave. 15 hours I spent only for how Ramakrishna Trenjaji said. It is on DVD. And CD and DVD. 15 lectures I gave. On each disciple, one lecture, I think, when one lecture I gave, I covered two disciples. How Ramakrishna trained. He learned, he thought that Sufism is very good. So he bought some Sufi books. And he spent $18, $18 or $20 to buy Sufi books. And came to Dakshineshwar, and sitting in the corner of the room, he was bleeding. And Sri Ramakrishna called him 2-3 times. He did not, he was so absorbed, he did not answer. My boy, have you come here to serve me? If you read these books, you will not get devotion. Immediately he took all these books and threw into the Ganges. That is called Guru Bhakti. What my Guru says, I must do. Same thing, he told Nag Mahashaya. You do medical practice, this and that, I shall, you take money at the cost of other sufferings, I shall not take it. He took his homeopathic box and home with that book. He was a good doctor, threw away everything into the garden. Every day, after you brush your teeth, you must scrape your tongue. Sri Ramakrishna's teaching. He is telling him. He is telling Rida, before you are going to do Durga Puja, before you do the puja, drink a little sharbat, maybe a little fruit, a prasad. Otherwise, some people, when empty stomach fasting, you are doing the puja, your spasm in your stomach, your mantra and mind will not go to God. Sri Ramakrishna is so practical. Extremely practical. Sometimes you fasting mouth, you have a bad breath. You know, I really amazed that, you know, he did not try too much fasting. If really, if you feel discomfort in your stomach, you cannot concentrate on God. You cannot meditate. Your mind will be on the body, on the stomach. Eat a small quantity. And then you go and meditate. This is the way Sri Ramakrishna used to teach his followers, his disciples. Guru Seva. He demonstrated how to serve Guru. You see, when Sri Ramakrishna was suffering from cancer, in this country you have a hospital bed. Your back will be back and then you can eat. Sri Ramakrishna used to sleep on the floor. I described what are the things where Sri Ramakrishna used to sleep on the floor of Kashipur. First a mat, then a cotton carpet, then a thin mattress, then a bed sheet. That is the way Sri Ramakrishna used to sleep. No cot. He had several pillows. So on his back, he will make 2-3 pillows and Swami Ramakrishnananda will put his back there so that his guru can, in a sitting position, can eat. That is called devotion. He is giving his back and 2-3 pillows so Sri Ramakrishna could sit and each is Pharina Pujing. Otherwise, lying down, Pharina Pujing, he will choke. Do you understand? That is the way he was eating. That is called devotion. Guru Seva. One night, Sri Ramakrishna could not go to the bathroom. He had a commode. So Sri Ramakrishna used it. And he did not have one clothing, just one dhoti, one part below and another part he put upper body. And then he went to clean, it was winter time. He went outside to empty the commode. When he came back, he saw Sri Ramakrishna is crawling on his foot, on the knee. He could not, at that time, he could not stand. His body is so weak. So he was crawling, and then the wall, a shawl was hanging. And he saw that Sri Ramakrishna is pulling the shawl. And at that time, he entered Sri Ramakrishna's room. Master, what is the matter? You are in cold? Why did you not tell me that I would give the shawl to you? I am not in cold. You are in cold. For the reason I am trying to get the shawl for you. Master gave me that shawl. I never used it. I gave to Brahmananda. He is his spiritual son. Swami Ramakrishnananda said, his father came. His father was a tantric, Isha Chakravarti. Bas. Yeah. Jagan Mohan Tarkalankar, my guru is greater than your guru. You come back home. What? Guru Ninda. I shall cut you into pieces. He went to, I shall cut a knife and I shall cut you into pieces, though you are my father. Blessed you, your Guru Bhakti. Father left. You are my true son. He went to cut his father because you were criticizing my guru. You know, those stories, when I really get goosebumps. What is called love? What is called devotion? Swami Sharadananda, his cousin, tumi ki chao? Sadbhute Brahma Darshan. I want to see God in everything and everything. Are you to shesh kotha re? Shesh kotha. That is the last word. Then Anjay Swamiji Sarkushaguru is asking, whom do you love? None. You are Shukno beta? Shukno shala? You are rascal, dry fellow? You must love somebody. Shukno. Shukno means dry. Shukno shala? You rascal, you are dry. Swami used to say, it is better to love and lost than not to love at all. Sir, let me tell you, I don't feel that you know that God is doing everything, this and that. You don't? Memorize this song. Natha tumi sarva swama pradhar sarat sar nahi tuma bine kehu tribhuvane bolivar apuna. It is in the gospel. I memorized it. Thou art my all in all, O Lord, the life of my life, the essence of essence. In the three worlds I have none else but thee to call my own. Thou art my peace, my joy, my hope. Thou my support, my wealth, my glory. Thou my wisdom and my strength. Thou art my home, my place of rest, my dearest friend, my next of kin, my present and my future thou, my heaven and my salvation. Thou art my scriptures, my commandments, thou art my ever gracious guru, thou the spring of my boundless bliss. Thou art the way and thou art the goal. Thou art the adorable one, O Lord. Thou art the mother tender hearted, thou the chastising father, thou the creator and protector, thou the helmsman who does tear my crack across the sea of life. It is in the gospel, I think it is 200, page number 207. The name of the song is Thou art my all in all, O Lord. Memorize that song. Sri Ramakrishna asked him, memorize it. Then you know who is doing. And he said that within a couple of weeks I felt that God is doing everything, I am not the doer. Ramakrishna's way of training. Memorize this song. Nato tumi shadva shramat punadhar sadatsa nahi tuma bine kihu tribhuvane bolivara punar. It's a beautiful song. Do you know that song? Do you sing that song? Nato tumi shadva shramat? She's a beautiful song. Then his father was a pharmacist. He had a drunk hall. They used to import medicine from England. You see, allopathic medicine. At that time, India would not produce too much allopathic medicine. All medicine will come from England. So he used to import that medicine. And they have a big shop and this. That is the reason he wanted that his son should be in the medical school and all these things. So he joined in medical school. So what happened? His father brought another tantri, Jagan Mohan Tarkolankar. He was a very famous tantri, Siddha Purush. He thought that seeing him, Sri Ramakrishna will be defeated. And then he will be able to take his son away from Sri Ramakrishna. When Jagan Mohan Tarkolankar came and saw Sri Ramakrishna, he was overwhelmed. He told Sharadananda's father, "Your son is in a very good place, don't take him away from this place." He is asking Sri Ramakrishna, "Why don't you ask my son to get married?" Sri Ramakrishna says, "If he wants to marry, I cannot say anything." Then Sharad Maharaj said to his father, "Do you think if he asks me to get married, I shall marry? I shall deny my guru." Thakur said, "Look, this your son says, what can I do?" Sri Ramakrishna had to face. It happened, one man came from Varanava and he wanted a spiritual experience. And Sri Ramakrishna wrote a mantra on his tongue. From Dakshineshwari, he went home, he was intoxicated, like drunk. His wife became mad. "Kothai gelegu? Ure mat khey esheche?" When he's drunk, you know. She was very upset. Then he said, "What will happen?" Then he heard that Sri Ramakrishna did that thing. That woman ran to Dakshineshwari. "Koi go haris paramahamsa." She was a Ranarangini murti, you know, fighting woman. She put her removing veil. When the women become angry, do you know what do? They literally the upper cloth, she put around the body and put it here. That means she in a fighting mode. The upper shari, it will go in the waist here. That means she wants to fight. Komorbended. Thakur is scared. "What is the matter? You ruined my husband's life. I have 2-3 children. Where shall I go? Who will look after me?" In this way, he burst into tears and said, "My goodness, you bring your husband back. Bring your husband back. Money, I gave you overdose, you know. You bring your husband back." She went and brought her husband back. Sri Ramakrishna wrote a reverse mantra. You see, did you notice when the plane, you know, lands in the air, in the runway during landing, then what does the pilot do? She just reverses the engine. That is the way they can stop the speed. This engine, this one, just reverse it. So Sri Ramakrishna reached the reverse mantra. He became normal. Sri Ramakrishna said, "Go." Oh. one day Sri Ramakrishna taught him, you know how to meditate. I wrote down, it is in the divine play. How Sri Ramakrishna used to teach his disciple about meditation. Nevertheless, one day Master began to teach Sharat about meditation and posture. Sharat later wrote, it is in the divine play. Sitting in the lotus posture, placing the back of the right hand on the left palm, on the left hand, and then raising both the level of the chest to the level of the chest, he said, with his closed eyes closed, this is the best posture for all kinds of meditation on God with form. This is the way. At that time you feel that you are your chosen deity is, you are touching your chosen deity's feet and meditate. That is Shakar Dhyan, meditation with form. Again, seated in the same posture, he placed his right and the left hands on his right and left knees respectively, and touched the tips of the thumb and the index finger on each hand, while the other fingers remained straightened. Then fixing his gaze between the eyebrows, he said, this is an excellent posture for meditation on the formless God. This is the way, over the knees. These three fingers should be straight, and this. This is Nirakar Dhyan. How Sri Ramakrishna used to teach. You know, these things I have not seen any books or anything like that, which is Avatara, his teaching. Saying so, the master went into Samadhi. Shortly afterwards, he forcibly brought his mind to the normal plane of consciousness and said, I could not show you more. As soon as I sit in that way, the mind gets stimulated and becomes absorbed in Samadhi, and the air current moves upward and hits the wound of the throat. That is why the doctor advised me to avoid going into Samadhi. How Sri Ramakrishna trained his disciples. This book also is very good book, I tell you frankly. Abhedananda, what do you want? I want to be a yogi. Come here. Stick out your tongue, wrote a mantra. You know, some people say religion, religion, religion. This is called true religion. Religion can be given. We go to the church, we go to the temple, boom, break one coconut, that is religion. Take some banana and some prasad, that is religion. Take some charanamrita, that is religion. Religion means anubhuti, experience, direct experience. I was invited to give a lecture on contemporary mysticism in Spain in 1992, I think. In St. Teresa of Avila's birthplace. Huge gathering. So I spoke on Ramakrishna's mysticism of Ramakrishna. What kind of religion will take most effect, take the uppermost position in the 21st century? Mysticism. People say, we read enough, we heard enough, now we want experience. We read so many books, we heard so many lectures and sermons, now we want experience. There you will find Sri Ramakrishna and his disciples, Holy Mother and Vedanta. Very challenge. And did you see on Sunday morning, you know, the Crystal Cathedral and all these evangelists come on the television, God is telling me. Did you see all this? They have show. And one woman came, he's possessed by spirit, and the man, the minister will say, go! Then two men will grab that woman. He said, oh, sure. I saw those things, you know, on the television. That woman is shivering, and the spirit, ghost possessed him, possessed her, and this minister will say, go! Money, leave the boy, a ghost, you, spirit, you leave. And then woman falls down, and all planned, 2-3 men are there to grab that woman. This is called evangelical religion. When I see those things, oh Lord, this is a religion. And he is on the television. Just see what is going on. Pagul, pagul. Shuchi ashuchi re songe niye dibbo dhame kabe shubhi dui shoti ne tirith hole tobe shyama ma ke pabe. You will have to translate both Gujanjito, that song he sang. Then two stories I shall tell you about him. Tvasmin tushti jagat tushtam. Thakur Golatma knew a doctor, so they took a boat and took Sri Ramakrishna to the doctor in Begin Square. And Latu Maharaj and Swami Abhedananda, Kali Maharaj, these two went, and Golatma and Chathakur by boat. So when returning, it was too late. All are hungry. So Thakur said to Golatma, do you have any money? But I have one anna. So hey, buy some sweets. So they stopped the boat in the Baranagar and bought some sweets, gujia, some kind of sweets. Sri Ramakrishna said, give in a shal pata, in a leaf plate, a leaf packet in the bread. Sri Ramakrishna, all three are there. Sri Ramakrishna ate all of them and he put his hands from the boat, sitting on the boat, he put the Ganges water and drank. And they found all three, their stomachs are full. But I experienced it. You remember the story of Draupadi and Krishna. When the Panjavas are in banishment, then Durbhasa came, 1,000 disciples, and Draupadi had that thali, that you know, that before sunset, whatever people put, everything will come. That's then go, Krishna, please come, otherwise this that angry monk, Durbhasa Rishi and his disciples will curse my husbands and ruin, destroy them. Krishna came, I'm very hungry, give me some food. But I finished my dinner, there is no more food, go serve something. He found a few particles of rice and a little spinach, give that thing to me. He said, gram water, and Krishna fed 1,000 people's stomach was full, they did not come back. I sometimes tell the Christians, you see, Jesus gave 5 pieces of bread and 4 pieces of fish and fed 4,000 or 5,000 people. He fed them. But our Krishna, without feeding them, fill up 1,000. Jesus divided that small little bread, you know, 5 loaves, giving 5,000 people. But our Krishna, without feeding them, feel very strong. I was telling a funny joke in Providence. Some people blame that Hinduism is a very weak religion. Do you know why? Because God has to come here to reinforce again and again. Again and again. Again and again. It is a weak religion, it's Hinduism. Then I told, well, you should let me be frank with you. In Christianity, what do they say? Jesus is the only begotten Son of God. God cannot produce anymore. That is the last Son. God has become important, you know. So Krishna, you see, only one Son, that's all. So what happened?
In Islam, Muhammad Rasulullah. Muhammad is the only prophet, last prophet. After that, no possibility. So I told them, God gets bored in heaven. So he likes to come back to this earth to be born with his children. Where will he go? If he comes to the Christian country, he'll be crucified. Again crucified. If he goes to other religion, I did not mention Islam and other religion, he will be beheaded then and there. So where will he go? He comes to India. We love God. We really love God. For the reason we have Rama, Krishna, Buddha, Chaitanya, Ramakrishna, we love God, so God gets bored in heaven. So he comes to India. We love them and they love us. So India is a good place to be born, I think. He never bothered me. Yes, every Hinduism is a weak religion. The last story. Abhedananda was a good angler. He used to catch fish in Kashipur. The fishing rod with the bait, you know, he used to catch fish. He was going to Sri Ramakrishna upstairs. He was in bed. Hello, I hear you are catching fish. Yes, sir. Is it good to allure an innocent animal and trap them and kill them? Sir, there is nothing wrong. Nainam chindanti shastrani, nainam dahati papakarna, chainam kledanta puna shochayati marita. Achyadvayam adajyayam aklidvashyashyavacha nitya sarvagata sthanurayam chalo sanatana. He quoted the Gita. Atman, when his soul cannot fight, water cannot wait, fire cannot burn, air cannot dry. He is the Atman. The fish is the Atman. I am the Atman. Atman does not kill anybody. This way he told high philosophy to Sri Ramakrishna. My son, you are befooling yourself. If you have that experience, I am the Atman and the fish is the Atman, that fishing rod would drop from your hand. You had no desire to kill that fish. That fish pain is your pain. How can you kill yourself? You see, it is in the issue of Upanishad. Tatrana bijugupshate. If you see Atman in everybody, you cannot hate anybody. You cannot do any harm to anybody. You are befooling yourself, my son. How is Sri Ramakrishna corrected? Even a deathbed. Correct him, right way, right way, right way. And with all love. When we read, that is the reason why that book, the Ramakrishna as we saw him, I tried utmost to all, I did not do it, almost all reminiscences there. The disciples, what they said about the Master. This is the way, you know, I feel. Anyway, I could not cover all. But tomorrow, if you are interested, I can say a few more. So, up to this tonight. Tum niranjanam nittam anantarupam bhaktanukam padrita vigraham vai Ishavataram Parameshamidyam Tam Ramakrishnam Shirasanamama Jaranim Saradam Devim Ramakrishnam Jagadgurum Padapadmeta Yushritva Pranamami Murmur Nama Shri Yatirajayu Vivekananda Surai Sachit Sukasarupayu Swamine Tapaharine.
All right, Nandini, our retreat is over now.